The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This is the second shiur on Breiro. This is Gittin Daf Chof Hey. So I wanted to discuss the question that the Rishonim discussed on our block, that the Gemara seems to indicate that certain tenoim, certain stipulations, are dependent on the din of Breiro. And we know that there's a halach of tanoim in the Torah, that a person can make stipulations, and those stipulations work regardless of the question of Breira. So the Rishonim struggle mightily with this question as to what is included in the halach of tanoim, and what is dependent on the dinim of Breira. Rashi on the page says his answer, that a tanai would include only something that is within the person's ability to either keep the stipulation or break the stipulation. So, in any case where a person makes a stipulation that's not within his power to control the outcome, that would be dependent on the din of Breira. That's what Rashi says. Now, there are a number of rayas to Rashi's opinion, and some Tosfos agrees with most of the rayas. One raya is the case of Mahi Ba'isin Ayamim that our Gemara discussed, that a person gave a get to a woman and told her that if he dies, the get should be chal, and if not, the get should not be chal. She should not be divorced. So in that case, since the tanai is dependent on his death, which is not at all under his control, so therefore, according to Rashi, that is a problem of Breira. Tosfos takes issue with that raya. Tosfos takes the position that the Gemara's raya is not from a case where a person makes a tanai, that if he dies, the get will be a get, and if he doesn't die, the get will not be a get. Tosfos takes the position that the Gemara means to discuss a different case entirely, a situation where a person told a woman that she is divorced 1 hour before his death. And that is dependent on Breira because that hour is not a defined hour. Since at every hour we're not certain whether or not that is the hour of death. So therefore, the get is dependent on Breira. This is not a stipulation because the person didn't stipulate and say, if it's an hour before death, then you should be divorced, and if not, you shouldn't be divorced. The person said that the get should be chal at that time, and since the time is not a defined time, so therefore, this halacha is dependent on the din of Breira. However, there are another few questions that Tosfos agrees are very, very strong questions, and we have to say, like Rashi, one case is the case that our Gemara brings down, of Hareini Bayalech Almanash Shir Sa'aba. A person tells a woman that I am being boil you, and it should accomplish a kedushin if your father agrees. So in that case, obviously, it's a tanai. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that this tanai is dependent on the dinam of Breira. So Tosfos says this is a clear proof to Rashi that a tanai that is not within the person's control to make sure whether the tanai is miskayim or not. So such a tanai is dependent on the dinam of Breira. Another raya Tosfos brings is from the Gemara in Erevin that the Gemara says that if a person puts two Erevin and he says that if the Chacham, if the teacher comes from this side, then my Erev should be on this side, and if the teacher comes from the other side, it should be on the other side, that is not a good Erev. So that's also a case of Tanai. The Ramban argues on Rashi, and the Ramban says that the case of Erevin is different. Why? Because the case in Erevin is where the person is certainly making an Eruv, and which side the Eruv is dependent upon whether or not the Chacham comes. So in that case, it's not like a regular Tanai. A regular Tanai would have to be where I say that if a certain thing happens, then there should be Kedushin or Get, and if it doesn't happen, then there shouldn't be a Get. Or in the case of an Eruv, I would say, if a person comes, then there should be an Eruv. If not, it shouldn't be an Eruv. What should be the Halacha? I should be left with my original Halacha of of not having an Eruv. In such a situation, that would be a tanai, and that would not be dependent on the dinam of Breira. However, in a situation where a person stipulates and says that if something happens, the Erev should be here, and if something else happens, the Erev should be there, since regardless of what happens, he is making an Erev, so therefore we would say that it's not like a regular tanai. This is a situation where he's creating an undefined chalois. By a tanai, he's creating a defined chalois, and he's making it dependent on a tanai. However, in this situation, since regardless he's making a chalois, so we can't say it's a tanai, we would say that he's performing an action, he's making a chalois. And that chalois is undefined what that chalois is, because it could be either here or there. That's the Ramban's differentiation as far as the case of Erev is concerned. Then the Rabban discusses the case of Areni Boyalayach Almanash Yir Sa'abo. In that situation, the Rabban says something that is not so readily understood. The Rabban says that since it depends on the will of the father, so therefore, the Kedushin, therefore it's Tali and Breira, because the person's mind is not necessarily something that's a constant, and therefore it depends on the Din of Breira. So that's very hard to understand, because why does the person's mind have to be a constant? The only thing that we have to know is, will the father agree at the time that he hears about it? If the father says yes, then it will be a kedushin. If the father says no, it won't be a kedushin. Why is that dependent on the din of brayer? We don't have to decide what the father wanted now. All we have to do is decide what the father wants then when he hears about it. And that's just like any other tanai. When I make a tanai and I say that if it rains, then a kedushin should be a kedushin. If not, it shouldn't be a kedushin. So too, if I make a tanai and I say that if the father wants, it should be a kedushin, and if he doesn't want, it shouldn't be a kedushin. So why would we have to determine and say that the father's mind is oimid lekach, that somehow it was already intended to be that the father was going to agree? Let's say the father wasn't intended to agree, but at the end of the day, he agreed when he heard about it, so that should be enough to make that it should be considered a tanai and not dependent on Breira. So the Nesivus explains, he doesn't bring down the Ramban, but he says an explanation, he says an answer to this raya from Hareini by Alayach Amnashi Yitza'aba, and I think that it's possible this is what the Ramban means. The Nesivus makes a very, very simple point. The Nesivus says that since we know that this halacha of kalsa, if a person uses an action to create a chalois, and the effects of that action are not going to be noticeable after the action is performed, then the halacha is that it can only create the chalois at the time of the action. But it can't create the chalois later. For example, if a person wants to make an acquisition, he wants to acquire a field or some item, and he uses the vehicle of kinyan sudr. Kinyan sudr, everybody knows, by a chasna, somebody gives a pen to somebody else, any kind of kli, and by accepting that kli, you're obligating yourself to sell or to give a present or whatever it is. So, generally the pen is returned to the giver immediately after the kinyan, and sometimes you use a yarmulke. You're not going to hang on to the guy's yarmulke. Right after you take the yarmulke, you give it back to the guy who gave it to you. Or you take a guy's gartel. What do you want? The guy should daven without a gartel. Once you take the gartel, you give it back. Once you made the kinyan, you give it back. So the Gemara says that such a kinyan that's using the idea of a kinyan sudr, which is this kinyan we're talking about, such a kinyan would not work if you say that this kinyan should take effect later. Because since the sudr, the item that was used to create the kinyan, was already returned to the giver right after the kinyan was supposedly took effect, so if the kinyan didn't take effect immediately, the kinyan will not be able to take effect later because the ma'isa was already kalsa, the effects of the ma'isa are no longer noticeable. So the Nesivus wants to argue that that's the pshat over here. If we were talking about a kind of kinyan that the effects of the ma'isa continue to remain, so then of course you'll be able to make any kind of tanai you want. You'll be able to say Almanashi Yir Sa'aba. Let's say a person was being mekadosh a woman with kesef. He gives her money and he says that if your father wants it to be a kedushin, then it should be a kedushin. That would work, and that would not be dependent on the dinum of Breira at all. Why? Because we could decide whether or not the kedushin is chal later on when the father decides whether or not he wants the kedushin to work. However, in a situation where the vehicle of the kedushin, the thing that's creating the kedushin is the bia, and the bia obviously is not going to have its effects noticeable later, so when the father makes his determination whether or not he wants his daughter to be married to this fellow. So then, the only way for it to work is if we use Breira and we say that since the father wanted it later, it's as though the father already wanted it now. But if we wouldn't be able to say that the father's acquiescence to the Kedushin shows us that he already is agreeable to the Kedushin now, then we would say that the Kedushin will not be able to be Chal now, and it would only be able to be Chal later once the determination is made. So therefore, since the Maisa of the Bia is kalsa, and its effects are not noticeable later when it becomes mavur, so therefore the kedushin is not chal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.